The Torah introduces the mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim in a very unusual context, and that is the death of Nadav and Avihu. And I say that this is unusual because, of course, the death of Nadav and Avihu happened not in last week's Parsha, Mitzorah, or the double Parsha, Tazria Mitzorah, but all the way back in Parsha Shemini. And the question really is, what is the connection between the death of Nadav and Avihu and the Avodas Yom HaKippurim? Let's come back to that question in just a moment. The Torah tells us, Bezos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh, that Aharon will come with certain chafatzim, certain objects, into the Kodesh, into the Kodesh Kadashim, as he does this one most sacred day of the year. Bipar ben Bakar lechatas v'ayu li'ola. He will come with two korbanos, a par lechatas, an ayu li'ola. And then the Torah says, Ksones bad Kodesh yulbash michnase bad yu'a b'saro, uve'avneit bad yachkor, v'mitznefes bad yitznof, b'gdei Kodesh heim, that on this holiest day of the year, you would think that Aharon, who's going into the Kodesh Kadashim, would wear what we call the Big Day Zahav, the special vestments of the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz, the choshen, the ephod, and the me'il, but none of that can be used on Yom Kippur, technically speaking, because of a principle called Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor. We wouldn't want Zahav to remind Hashem of the Egel HaZahav, but I think herein we too can discern a higher principle and deeper meaning. Let's return to Nadav and Avihu for just a moment. The critical moment of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, as we read again in this coming week's Parsha, Aharon takes the pan in which he has the Ketores and the fire, V'lakach melo hamachta gach le'esh me'al hamizbeach melifnei Hashem, Aharon walks holding in his hand the fire pan of the Ketores, and he enters Lifnai v'lifnim, the Kodesh Kadashim, the Sanctum Sanctorum, and he is walking, literally holding the very same object over the very same space where his two beloved sons took their final steps here on this earth. And perhaps now we can understand better why the Torah saw fit to present the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in the context of the death of Nadav and Avihu, Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Haron, Bikorvasam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. Hashem was fully aware that what he was asking Aaron HaKohen to do was something that bordered on the impossible. To take a Torah in his hand with total focus, nothing could distract him, on this holiest day of the year, when his responsibility was to be mechaper on the entire Jewish people, and would have to literally walk over the very ground, holding the very same object that his sons held when they took their final steps here on this earth. And yet, somehow, the other side of this very difficult coin is that this makes Aharon not less fit or more challenged to perform the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but it makes him, in a certain sense, the best, ideal, and most optimal representative. Nobody who comes before God on Yom Kippur to plead on behalf of the community can do so if they don't know what pain and suffering is about. And boy, did Aharon know what pain and suffering was about. And just in case he could ever forget it, and nobody could forget the loss of a child, let alone two children, well, Aharon was holding the very same Ketores that they held, walking over the very same space where they walked. Bizos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. The first thing is that Aharon, in his sacred mission to expiate the Jewish people and to purge them of their sins, came from a position of identifying with the pain of the Jewish people. Beyond that, Bezos Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh certainly refers to the Par Ben Bakar L'Chatas. Aharon knew from very personal experience that each of us are fallible. He didn't feel himself above the people, but on the contrary, he brought with him the Par L'Chatas, which was a direct reminder of the Egel HaZahav, of his own worst moment, of the nadir of his own life, spiritually and otherwise. And he came before God with a very profound sense of contrition and of the power of divine forgiveness. And this is what he asked for, not only for himself and his family, Ba'ado v'ad beso, uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael, but for the entire Jewish people. And then third and finally, as we noted, Bezos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh, that Aharon came before God not in the dazzling vestments of the Kohen Gadol that the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph tells us were enough to cause somebody who wasn't Jewish simply to want to be Jewish based on the false notion that he thought that I can convert, maybe I too can become the Kohen Gadol. No. You don't use that on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's not a day of pageantry, but it's a day of simplicity. He takes off the big day Zahav, and he wears the plain big day Lavan of the regular Kohen, and he comes before God, not with decorous ceremony, not with elegance, but with simplicity. He comes before God on that holiest day of the year, Karov Hashem l'chol korav l'chol asher yikra'u v'ames, with a sense of truth, which is a sense of presenting things not with makeup and accessories, that's why we don't have them either on that day, but things as they are most directly. And this is the way in which Aharon was meant to approach God on Yom Kippur, on that most sacred day. And so on this day, which is sanctified not by special korbanos, animal korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, but this day is sanctified by a very different form of korbanos, human sacrifices, nearly 25,000 of them, are people who gave their lives so that the Jewish nation may breathe anew in our ancestral homeland. It's important to remember these lessons as well. Today, all over the land of Israel, there are parents who are experiencing what Aharon experienced, giving that which was most precious to them, losing that which they cherished beyond anything else in this world, their children. Sometimes families have lost one, and there are famously, as in the case of Miriam Peretz, people who can literally walk in Aaron's footsteps who have lost two in service to the Jewish people. And these individuals also mirror Aharon in the sense that there is no Big Day Zahav. There's no attempt to conceal the fragility and the vulnerability of the pain which all of these families experience. But today is a day when we come together to see things exactly as they are, to identify with the pain and sa'ar of these families in particular, but the Jewish people overall. And again, what made Aharon perhaps most qualified to petition God for compassion on behalf of the Jewish people is that he knew the suffering of the Jewish people beyond anything else. He knew it from personal experience. And so for all of those mishpachot shakulot, all of the families that have suffered so much in Hakamat Hamdina, in the restoration of Jewish sovereignty, and in Shivat Zion, the return of the Jewish people to their ancestral homeland, it is my belief that they have a very special place in God's presence. They uniquely carry the pain and suffering of the Jewish people on their shoulders and in their hearts, just as Aaron carried the names of the Jewish people on his shoulders in the ephod and over his heart in the choshen. And these individuals from all different walks of life in the land of Israel, and frankly from the entire diaspora, soldiers have given their lives from overseas, these families today are the ones who are our Kohanim Gedolim, who are Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, who achieve perhaps a greater degree of closeness and intimacy with the Almighty in their pain than anyone else can imagine. And so we honor their sacrifice. We identify with their pain on this, again, very holy day of the year, a day sanctified again, not by the Kedushas Hazman of Yom Kippur, but by the sacrifice of the Jewish people. We remember everything that they gave so that Am Yisrael might live, just as Aharon would plead for life on behalf of the Jewish people. And may the neshamos of all of the Kedoshim U'Tahorim who gave their lives for Am Yisrael have an aliyah on this day, that we stop and we pause to remember them, who they were in their lives, and the sacrifice that they gave in their deaths. Tehei nishmatam tzura b'tzurar hachayim.